Siasidhu is an 11-year-old who attends Colebrook Elementary here in Surrey and is the youngest winner of the Surrey Board of Trades Top 25 Under 25. She's being recognized through her work throughout the community and has raised over $17,000 for the children's hospitals through fundraisers, including lemonade stands, hot dog cookouts, a burger shack, and currently has one in the works that is taking place this Sunday. I have the pleasure of speaking with Sia today. Hi, Sia.
Hi.
Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you.
Now, before we get into everything, I'm just curious, because you were at school today, right?
Yes, I was.
How's school been for you? It must be weird being back.
Yes, kind of, but I've gotten used to my little cohort. It's just all the grade seven, so, but you know, we still wear our masks, we still keep our space.
Yeah, are you feeling safe at school?
Most of the time, not when the kindergartners are around.
Yeah, that's good though, at least. Okay, so you were just 6 years old when you started hosting these fundraisers. First of all, that's amazing, but what is it that motivated you at such a young age to start giving back to others?
Well, I, like, on TV shows, they had kids doing lemonade stands.
Mm-hmm.
I got the money. I just really wanted to give back to the community, so I decided just to give it back.
That is so great of you, because a lot of kids just take that lemonade stand money and use it for themselves, but you're donating it to the Children's Hospital, which is so amazing. Can you tell me a little bit about your event that's taking place this Sunday?
It's going to be a virtual event. We have two raffles, top six, which is $400. Each prize is $400 and over, and we have bonus raffle with 50-plus prizes, and each ticket is $20 per ticket.
Wow, that's amazing. So did you reach out to companies to get them to help you with this fundraiser?
Well, most of the companies that donated, like half of them, were companies that donated last year, and then some of the new ones, we kind of just maybe went to door-to-door, like, next to them, and some of the people we, like, knew by friends and family.
Oh, that's so awesome. And you do this fundraiser every summer, right?
I used to do it every summer for the first couple of years, but then I did in your school, so that way I had school friends coming and it would be more promoted.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. The money is obviously this year going towards BC Children's Hospital as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, and how do people purchase raffle tickets?
We have email.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase your tickets, you go to cfund2020@gmail.com. And we also have a bank account set up too, so you can transfer your money.
Okay, and so when is the last day people can purchase these tickets?
Sunday morning, 11 o'clock.
Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Okay, so you have the weekend to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you guys have a website or anything where all this information is, or is it just word of mouth?
Well, my mom has her Instagram where she posts, but we do have a YouTube channel where we will be streaming it. It's called Siasidhu.
Siasidhu, awesome. And do you mind spelling that for us?
S-I-A, and then Sidhu is S-I-D-H-U.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Sia, you are such an amazing human. We really need more people like you in this world. And it's really refreshing in a dark time to have someone who's so young and inspiring for everybody. So if people want to support you, Sia, and donate to the fundraiser, they should email you at
siafund2020@gmail.com. siafund2020@gmail.com.
Yes, siafund2020@gmail.com. Each ticket is $20. The prizes are amazing. And regardless of if you win or not, you are donating to a great cause, the BC Children's Hospital, and are supporting Sia as she continues to make our community a better place. I will also post all of this information up on a blog on our website, pulsefm.ca.